सहनोभुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं वसुदेवसुतं देवं कंसचानूरमर्दनं देवकी परमानन्दं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं।
सो लॉर्ड डिस्कस अबाउट 14 टर्म्स इन डिटेल द सात्विक राजसिक एंड तामसिक स्टार्टिंग फ्रॉम चैप्टर 14। इन चैप्टर 14 ही डिस्कस अबाउट द गति द गोल विच विल गेट। It depends on the state of your mind at the time of death. If it is sattvic state of mind, you go to the higher loka. If you have got rajasic state of mind at the time of death, you come to this manushya loka. And if you have got tamasic, you go to the adhar loka. Then he told about the sangha, the attachment. Chapter 17, he talked about the ahar, yajna, dan, tap, dan. And in chapter 18 we have seen, he has discussed about the tyag, karta, karma, and sukha, driti. These terms all were discussed. We have seen up to that, up to the sloka number 39, we have seen that. Now in sloka number 40, Lord is going to tell, how many more examples will I give you? Same thing happened in Vibhuti Yoga also. When Arjuna asked Lord, "Oh Lord, you have told me in chapter 6 of Bhagavad Gita how to see you inside. Close your eyes, close your indriyas and go inside. So whenever I want to see you, do I have to close my eyes and sit down and meet you? Can I not see you with my open eyes?" Lord said, "Yes, you can see me with open eyes also. So give me some tips. Give me some examples." So Lord gave him more than 70 examples. Then after that he said, how many more examples will I give you? I am not going to analyze the whole, each and every object of the world and tell you, you see here, I am here. Then he gave him one principle. What you should search in each and every object. He said that wherever there is any speciality in any object, that speciality is me. Speciality of iron is strength. That strength is me. Similarly in mountain he said Himalaya, in Pandav he said Arjun. So here also Lord is going to tell us that everything is covered by Sattva, Rajas and Tamas. Sloka number 40.
Natadasti prithivyam va. Natadasti prithivyam va. Divi deveshu va punah. Divi deveshu va punah. Sattvam prakriti jair muktam. Sattvam prakriti jair muktam. यदेभि स्यात् त्रिभिर्गुणैः यदेभि स्यात् त्रिभिर्गुणैः न तदस्ति पृथिव्यां वा दिवि देवेषु वा पुनः सत्त्वं प्रकृतिजैर्मुक्तं यदेभि स्यात् त्रिभिर्गुणैः.
He said, na tadasti prithivyam va divi devesu va puna sattvam. Sattvam is any being, whether it is sentient being or inert. Anything in this world, na tadasti, there is nothing on this planet, on this prithivyam, on this prithvi, va divi, divi means in heaven. Devesu, among the God also. So wherever you go, you will find these three gunas. The whole world is made of three gunas. So every person, everybody is bound by that. Prakriti jai, these are all born of prakriti. And prakriti means trigun. And trigun means sattva, rajas and tamas. Everywhere trigun is there. And with that trigun, the creation was in the unmanifest form first. Then something happened, then manifestation happened. At that time, all sattva, rajas and tamas were in equilibrium form. What disturbed that equilibrium form? It is the fructification of our karma, action. Fruit of action has fructified, so therefore disturbance was there in sattva, rajas and tamas, and the Lord has to create this universe so that we can suffer and enjoy our fruit of action. The whole creation was made. So what was made? All 14 lokas, 7 upper lokas and 7 down lokas, they are all made of trigun. Bhu, bhuva, swa. Bhu means this loka, bhuva means interspace. In this interspace is Pitra Loka. Then Swaha, the Swarga Loka, where devatas are there. Then after that, there are another 4 higher lokas, Maha, Jana, Tapa, and Satyam. In Satyam, Brahmaji resides. So all these lokas are also made of Trigun. Even Brahmaji is also made of Trigun. Therefore, Brahmaji's life is also limited. What is the lifespan of Brahmaji? 100 years. But that clock is different. Brahmaji's clock is different, our clock is different. 0.001 second of Brahmaji is equal to 100 years of human life. We stay this on this earth for 100 years. But that is what, according to Brahmaji clock, 0.001. 1,000th part of a second is equal to 100 years of human life. Even Brahmaji winks, perhaps we have taken many, many lives. You see, our dream clock is also different. Do you know that? In 1.5 minute, we see the whole dream. And you can cover maybe 1,000 years also. 1.5 minutes. The dream clock is different. Waking clock is different. Brahmaji clock is different. Different clocks are there. So with this trigun, atal, bital, sutal, talatal, mahatal, rasatal, and patal, and bhu, bhuva, swa, mahajana, tapa, satyam, these 14 lokas are created. So anybody residing in these 14 lokas, nobody is free from triguna. Ebi tribai guna yat syat muktam. Nobody is mukta. Nobody is free. So who are residing on this in this loka? Brahma, Prajapati, Devata, Indra, Rakshas, Asur, Manusya, Pasu, Pakshi, everything. Acha, in the plants also is there any sattva rajas tamas? Yes. In plants also sattva rajas tamas is there. Tulsi and Bilvapatra is sattvic, weeds are rajasic, and thorns are tamasic. In the pasu, in the animal kingdom, yes, there is sattva, rajas, tamas. Cow is sattvic, tiger is, and all the crawlers are tamasic. In the metals also, there is sattvic, rajasic, and tamasic. Ask a craftsman, I want to make a murti of Lord Krishna. He will say, these metals are, we cannot make. Stones also, there are sattvic, rajasic, and tamasic. Even the utensils we use for puja, there is sattvic, rajasic, and tamasic. Steel plates are considered as tamasic. We don't use steel plates. Sattvic is no doubt silver, but you can use brass and bronze plate also. But we avoid steel plates, considered as tamasic. Our body, mind, and intellect also is made of sattva, rajas, and tamas. Those who have studied Tattva Bodha, they know some part of our body is made of sattva guna, some part of the body is made of rajoguna, and some part of the body is made of tamaguna. So sattva, rajas, and tamas here, in the body also it is there. So everything is made of triguna. Even the places are rato, sattvic, rajasic, and tamasic. How the places are sattvic, rajasic, and tamasic? Temple is sattvic, mission is sattvic. A factory is rajasic. There is action there. And what is tamasic? Pub. Madhusala is tamasic. It takes you to the tamas state. That is tamasic. Time is also sattvic, rajasic, and tamasic. When there is an occasion, we go to the pandit. Panditji, patri nikalo, tell me what is the muhurat. Muhurat, what is this muhurat? Good time. Sattvic, rajasic, and tamasic. So everything is trigun, trigun, trigun. So in this sansar, what we find? We find there is activity, there is a transmigration, there is a movement from one loka to other loka. If you do punya, the jiva mostly travel into bhuvuvasva. Bhuvuvasva means either is in this loka or is the interspace in the pitra loka, or if you have done lot of punya, then you can become swarga loka, devta. Or if you want to become the raja of all devta, Indra, that post also you can attain. What we have to do? 100 Ashwamedh Yajna. Then you can remove the ruling Indra. And again, if somebody else if does the 100 Ashwamedh Yajna, then your post is also gone. You see, everything is changing there. So everything is covered. So karta is, we have seen, karta is sattvic, rajasic, and tamasic. Karma is also, we have seen, sattvic, rajasic, and tamasic. The whole world is also like that, sattva, rajasic, and tamas. So what is the cause of this? What is the cause? So it is said, avidya samul anartha. It is projected by ignorance. The whole world is a projection of our ignorance. How can we cross it? The Lord has said in Bhagavad Gita chapter 15, Urdhamula Adha Sakha. Urdhamula, the root is up. And Sakha, the branches are all down. He is comparing with a tree. And we tree, you know, the roots are down. And branches are up. But Lord there says, Urdhamulam, Mool, the roots are up. So who is the Mool of this whole sansar? Lord. It all started from him. Everything came from him. So he is the root. And branches, we are all branches. So how to cross this sansar sagar? Again, there it is said, asanga sastrena dridena chitva tatah padam tat parimartikabhyam. Asanga sastrena. Only problem is sangha. Only one problem is sangha identification. That's all. Whenever you get any sorrow, just analyze where from it is coming. You will find you are attached to that being, that person, that object or that thing. Certainly, there is only one cause of sorrow, is our attachment to worldly things. Wherever we are not attached, no problem. The chair on which you are sitting is giving you comfort. If tomorrow it breaks, it will not give you sorrow, it will give me sorrow because I am attached. This is Misa's property. Similarly, wherever we are attached, you will get sorrow. Otherwise, this will give you joy. Chair is giving us joy. We go to Switzerland to see the prakriti, nature. It gives us joy. Asanga sastrena dridena chitva, we have to cut it. And after that, then inquire. Inquire about the root. Who is the real root? Who is the cause of this world? And how is this world? Lord says, anityam asukham lokam imam prapya bhajasvamam. This whole world, all 14 lokas are anitya. Anitya means temporary. And we all want to make it permanent. We all want to make it permanent. My house should be there for 100 years, minimum. Permanent. This body should always remain young. For that, exercise. But the change is the law of the nature. It will become grey. But you dye it so that you want to make others fool. No, I want to remain young. It will never happen. Anityam, asukham. In this world there is no sukh. Who is saying? I am not saying. The Lord is saying. The whole world is anitya and asukham. And we are all searching sukh in asukham, where there is no sukh. And we never became successful. We are still trying. And we'll continue to try also. After this Gita class also, we'll try. No, there is definitely a sukh in the world. I want to explore. Okay, try. Anityam asukham. Lokam imam prapya. If you are in this loka, in this 14 loka, all these 14 lokas are anitya and there is no sukh, there is no permanent sukh there. If you want to come out, bhajasvamam. Bhajasvam, worship me. Only way out. Bhajasvamam. Worship Lord. We all worship. We do some puja early morning when we get up before going to the office. Two minutes. One agarbatti. That also sometimes if you have got some urgent work, then you forget this important work. For the worldly urgent work, you forget the most important work, bhajasvamam. And always you make compromise with this time. If you have given 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes time to the puja, then whenever need arises, you compromise. Chalo, aaj nahi kar lete, kal karte, kal double karenge, oh, kal. And that never happens. Bhajasvamam. So if you want to come out of this triguna, to sat rajas tamas. Now one part, one topic ends with sloka number 40. I don't remember whether I told you in the last class, if you have got any questions, then you can ask me about this 40 sloka. So I give you 2 minutes time. If you don't start, then I will start question. No, I will not ask you question. What I will do, I will summarize all 40 slokas. So now choice is yours. If you have a question regarding chapter 18, whatever we have covered,
Is that approximation or it's the number is given, like sattva in brahmana, brahman is 80%, rajas is 15%, tamas is 5%.
Yes, it is approximation. Just to show that the sattva should be more. For becoming brahman, you have to be brahman, you have to have more of sattva guna. Okay, no questions. Everybody has well understood. Good. So let me summarize the whole 40 slokas. I told you, I gave you the homework. You will make a chart of all the 14 items so that you can understand what is the sattvic path. If you do it, then you will understand. If I do it, I will understand. If you do it yourself, you will be able to understand what the Lord is saying. So, okay. The first term the Lord discusses is the gati, sattvic person, sattvic mind at the time of death will go to the devaloka. A person with the rajasic mind at the time of death will come to this bhuloka, and a tamasic mind at the time of death will go to the adhaloka. What is adhaloka? Those 7 lokas. Atal, Bital, Sutal, Rasatal, Patal, Talatal, all these lokas. Then Sangam Sukhe Sanjayati, the sattvic person will always go for the happiness. He doesn't know the exact source of the happiness, but he will always search for the happiness. A rajasic person will be always engaged in the karma. Action, action, action. And the tamasic person will be always pramad, heedless, careless. These all are to check ourselves, not to check others. Don't say you are pramadi, you are very active, you are rajasic. No, check yourself. Why should we check this? What is the purpose? Purpose is, if you are in the rajasic and tamasic category, then you are guaranteed that you will be reborn. If you want rebirth, continue the rajasic and tamasic. Even if you are in the sattvic state, change your line. Come to this queue. But if you want no more rebirth, if you have experienced enough of sorrows, now you want mukti, then follow sattvic path. The sattvic path will take you to the mukti. And no more rebirth is guaranteed. Na punar janma vidyate, Lord has said in Bhagavad Gita. I am not saying, Lord has said. What type of puja a sattvic person will do? Dev puja. A rajasic person will do yaksha and rakshas, kuber puja. And a tamasic person does this, bhut preth puja. So you check whether you are doing dev puja or not. Then ahar, the food should be ayu, sattva, bala, arogya, sukha, priti, vivardana. The food be such that should increase your ayu, your age. It should be sattvic, it should give you strength, no disease, arogya. And what is rajasic food? Ati katva, ati amla, very sour, very hot, very tikshna, very salty. What very is there? And what is tamasic food? Yat yamam puti parishitam, which is cooked 3 hours before you eat. is yat yama, and it is smelling. Then yajna, a sattvic person will do a yajna without expecting fruit of action. A phalakanshi. Fal will come. Every action will bring fruit of action. But a sattvic person never cares for the fruit of action. Vidhi drishta, he follows the vidhi, the whatever injunctions, whatever the rules are given in the scripture, he follows it. And he does that yajna as his duty. It is my kartavya to do it. I must do it. And a rajasic person does the yajna for the fruits with pomp and show. Lot of pomp and show. And a tamasic person will do a yajna without mantra, without dakshina. There is a difference between dakshina and dan. Dan, you give it to a person who is not capable. Out of compassion, you are giving to the beggar. It's a dan. Dakshina is given to a samartha person. Like you give guru dakshina to guru. It is not a dan. It's not a charity to guru. He deserves it. He gets that dakshina. And shraddha rahita. Tamasic person will do without any faith in that. Tapa. A sattvic person will do the deva, dvij, guru, pragya, pujanam. He will worship these four. Devata, dvij is the Brahman, the learned person. Who is a Brahman? Those qualities will be coming in our next class. Dvij, guru, guru, the teacher, and pragya, the wise person, he will worship. Saucham, there is a purity. Arjabam, there is a straightforwardness. What is straightforwardness? Whatever he thinks, whatever he speaks, and whatever he does is in one line. It's very difficult to find such person in the world. The people think something, speak something, and do just opposite of that. Arjabam, brahmacharya, ahimsa, sariritapa. These are the sariritapa. And how is the speak? Anudvekar vakyam satyam priyam swadhyay vaktapa. Even when he speaks the truth, that truth should be beneficial and should not harm others. And he does the swadhyay. Swadhyay of what? Not physics, chemistry. When Lord says swadhyay means the scriptures. Swadhyay. And the mind should be peaceful. There should be a control. Maunam. Maunam means sanyat vakya. Unnecessarily you should not talk. And a rajasic tap is like with dambha, with pomp and so he is doing. And in the tamasic tap, it is he gives pain to others. Pain to others. What is dan? A sattvic person does it, it is my duty to give. We expect thank you from the donor expect dan diya, thank you to bolo. But the Shastra says, donor should thanks Doni for accepting your dan. Without expecting any return, when you give dan, don't expect anything. People give fan and they want to write their name, you know. Uspar likho, mera naam likho. Or they want to give one stila in the mandir. Mera naam likho floor mein that this is given by me. Once a person asked Gurudev, I gave you money, what you have done with that money? Gurudev said, go to that bathroom, the tiles were made with your money. After giving, the people asked, what you have done? And see the deskal patra. Rajasic person, when he gives dan, he expects return. Return means, mera naam likha ki nahi, that is return. And while giving also, are che pankha chahiye dijiye na, 10 bar you will go behind that person, you at least donate 6 fans for our shrine. After 4-5 time visit, he will give you a chana, low. After time of giving also painful. He's not willingly giving. And tamasic person, he gives without shraddha, without desh, kal, patra. Without shraddha means Like the beggar sometimes you give, na?
Hello, jump.
People do like that. Tyaga. What is tyaga? Sattvic tyaga. It is my duty to do. He is not living his duty, his kartavya karma. If I am married, nobody forced me to marry, no? After marriage, it is my duty to look after my children and my spouse. A sattvic person will continue to do his duty. How he will do? Sangam taktva phalam taktva, without getting attached and without expecting any return, he will do. He is doing his duty, but a rajasic person, he will not do his duty. Why? Because it is giving me sorrow. My spouse is giving me sorrow. My children are giving me sorrow. So, leave them. Klesh bhaya dukha. And a tamasic person will not do the duty. So in the case of rajasic person and tamasic person, they are not actually doing the duty. But a sattvic person is doing the duty, good or bad. But the tyag is here inside. Phalam taktva, sangam taktva. What is jnanam? Sarva bhuteshu ek bhavam. He sees one in all, one common factor in all. What is that factor? Abhyam, immutable. And when you are seeing the differences, he is different from me, then you are rajasic. And tamasic, what is his jnana? A part is for him whole. Lord Shiva, he is my Ishta Devta. Other Devtas are not there. One is whole. I am Hindu, there is no other religion. I don't accept any other religion. This is tamasic jnana. Karma, a sattvic person will do his duty without rag and dves, without likes and dislikes, and without expectation of fruits. A rajasic person will do his duty, he will expect fruit, and he is doing with ego, ahankar sahita, and with bahula ayasam, with lot of efforts. And a tamasic person will do his duty without seeing his capability or ability, without seeing his resources. He will just start, whether I will be able to do it or not. And in the process, he is ready to harm others also. Many a times, to fulfill our selfish desire, we are ready to harm others also. Karta. Who is sattvic karta? Who is unattached, without ego. With dhriti means holding on. With the sattvic jnana, whatever decision you take that I should follow this path, holding on to that decision is called dhriti. So a sattvic person will have dhriti and utsaha without attaching to the fruit, siddhi or asiddhi. There may be a loss or there may be profit, doesn't matter. He will do his duty. A rajasic person, a rajasic karta will expect fruit of action and he is ready to harm others also and always goes up and down. If you are successful, you are elated. If you are not successful, you shut yourself in a room, depressed, don't want to meet anybody. And tamasic karta is ayukta, prakrita, stabdha, satha, alasa, dirghasutri. Procrastination, dirghasutri. You gave him any job? Kal kar denge. Do you need today? Aaj nahi chahiye na. Okay, kal. That kal, that tomorrow never comes. And he is lazy, ayukta, not fit for that. Buddhi. What is sattvic buddhi? Sattvic buddhi knows what is pravritti, what is nivritti. What is karya, what is akarya? What should be done, what should not be done? What is bhaya, what is abhaya? Where I should be having fear or fearless? And bandha, mocha, what is bondage and what is mukti? He knows clearly. Therefore, he will do only the things which is required for mocha. Rajasic buddhi has got no distinction between dharma and adharma. or karya or akarya. And a tamasic person or a tamasic form, adharma is dharma and dharma is adharma. Just opposite. That is tamasic buddhi. Always opposite. Dhriti. Dhriti is the holding on. For holding on, you have to have control on your prana, mana and kriya. Prana, mana, kriya is to be controlled. Why control? By its nature, these all senses, they all go out. You have to control them and then utilize that energy toward the sattvic path for the moksha. That is sattvic dhriti. A rajasic dhriti is for dharma, earth and kam, not moksha. So rajasic dhriti, they hold on to dharma, artha and kaam. They expect fruit of action. And a tamasic dhriti is, they hold on to sleep, fear, sorrow, arrogance, not living there. Some people in the world you will find, they always want to remain dukhi, sorrowful. Even if you want, if you take them or offer them 5-star dinner also, at that time they will think, are you enjoy 5-star hotel food you are getting? At that time they will think, you know, somebody cheated me 30 years ago. I gave him $1 or $5 to get a chipotle pocket and packet. He never returned. Are you $5 of kyun sochta hai, which you have lost 30 years ago? He is still sorrowful. Tamasic person dhriti. Hold on to the past. Then what is sukham? The sattvic sukh is agre visamiva. First it is very, very difficult. It is like poison. Pariname amritam. It will give you immortality. It will give you peace. Example, from tomorrow morning you all will get up in Brahma Muhurat. Brahma Muhurat starts 2 hours 25 minutes before sunrise. We have never seen sunrise. And you are talking of getting what in Brahma Muhurat? And then get up and then take bath, do the puja. You do this Gayatri Mantra japa for 10 malas. Agre bisami, very, very difficult. Pariname, it will give you mukti. Immortality you will get. That is sattvic sukh. What is rajasiko? Agre amrit pariname bisamiva. Agre amrit. Now it is giving me pleasure. A student, instead of studying, he bunks classes and goes to cinema. Immediate sukh. Amrit. At that time it is amrit. Pariname, what will happen? Jab fail karega in the exam, visamiva, whole life. Pariname visamiva. And in the tamasik sukh, in the beginning and the in the end, it is always deluded. They revel in nidra, alasya and pramad. Nidra, even after 8 hours sleep, when they come to satsang here in the morning, phir so jata hai. Kya kare? If you are doing that, in which state you are? Tamasic. What will happen? Acharya bolta hai, bolta bolne do usko. Hum to soenge. Okay, the knowledge will never happen, you know. That is tamasic. आपका ड्यूटी मैंने किया. यू वेर सपोज टू डू ऑल दिस थिंग. दैट वॉज द होमवर्क फॉर यू. ओके, अंडरस्टूड. सो नाउ वी आर ऑल कॉट अप इन दिस त्रिगुण. हाउ टू कम आउट ऑफ दिस त्रिगुण, द मोस्ट इंपॉर्टेंट पार्ट. एवरीबडी, ऑल ऑफ अस, वी आर कॉट अप इन दिस त्रिगुण इन ऑल 14 लोकास. Should we do the pap and punya? If we do punya, we are on the 7th floor. Eh? If you do the punya, you go to 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Punya khatam, you are coming back again. If you have done pap, you are going to the lower lokas. So in a 14-story building, you are always going up, down, up, down. How many times, how many lives you want to do this? How can I come out of this? Do you want to know? Come to the next class.
Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Hari Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.